Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday program, The Healing Highway. And the date, if you're on an archive, well, if you're not on an archive, it's still September 14, 2015. If you're on an archive, that's the date the program is. We're on Station 1. This program, and Wednesday, Station 1, and then Friday, Saturday, Station 2. So here we go. Let's do some clearings here. We'll clear the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I heard that either maybe yesterday or something was the Jewish New Year's, which means that they're on a whole different timeline. Remember, when we have our New Year's, January 1st, that's when the aliens abduct everything. So I don't know what they're doing with their timeline. Just thought I'd give you a heads up in case some events happen, that you don't know, how or why it happened. It's because probably their timeline is affecting situations around you, just like the regular timeline with, the ball dropping down and stuff in New York and everything gets changed the next day. So I don't know how that's going to affect us. But anyway, it's here. So let's do a clearing for that, because maybe there's a lot of abductions going on. Maybe it's only people who are maybe Hebrew, Jewish or something. I don't know. I don't want to, sound kind of anti-Semitic, but they may need some help. So here we go. One, releasing the energies from that timeline in case you happen to get abducted onto it and want to be back here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's energize the light beams. Here we go. So light beams coming in. One, bring in peace energy. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron, for all those clearings. And as Ron said, this is our Monday BBS Radio Station 1 program. We'll be with you for the next hour. And, yeah, I wonder if anybody who has a Jewish background has experienced anything and would like to write in with any experiences, or maybe you did some clearings for the Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. So if you have, let us know via the Fast Chat feedback link, which is available on our BBS radio homepage, and also Ron's homepage, which is creationlightship.com. And that's where you can find all of the wonderful healings and clearings that Ron offers, everything that we talk about here on the show, all kinds of helpful tutorials and links. If you're brand new and just joining us, welcome. And be sure to check that out. It's creationlightship.com. So, Ron, I to my understanding, it would seem like what you just said is actually true, that any time there's kind of a significant date, it's a reason for aliens to sort of do mass abductions of people. So you would probably want to stay out of, like, crowds and things like that.
Yeah, I would say so. And what alien god, are they bringing in, worshiping stuff, So I just don't know, There's always some type of celebration. And what alien gods are, the people worshiping, not knowing it, when, January 1st comes. So remember, they're all there waiting to get people, so... Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, so just curious if anybody's been experiencing anything, let us know via the Fast Chat. And I guess along these lines, we got a question from a listener who was, I guess it was on a previous show, This listener heard another listener who was concerned about the effect of a YouTube video about things happening on the planet or future predictions about to happen. So they made a list of contents to timeline crash, and I guess these are all things from the Bible that the Bible says will, you know, be happening in the future. So I wonder, Ron, what is the best way to deal with this? I mean, I guess you don't really want to connect with those timelines in the first place, but is there a way to timeline crash things that are predicted or, you know, said to happen in the future? Or what's the best way to approach that?
I would just probably timeline crash the energies there that you're dealing with.
In the present day.
In the present, yeah. So how does it affect you? What are you sensing? What are you seeing? And then, you know, always, you know, is there, you know, who brought forth the information? Do they have an alien origin? If it's in the Bible, there's an alien origin there. Whatever God is, or whoever is channeling, you know, you have to look at how did the information get put there, okay? So where did it come from? So who's distributing the information? So if it is a God-type energy, then you want to crash that God energy so you're not hooked up to that alien life form that's trying to control you. That's how I would look at it. Always go to the source, you know, of the situation, and or go into the past, find out when the first occurrence was. So, like, if you have a physical problem, then try to figure out when it occurred in your life, even though it may not be, you know, full-blown of whatever is going on with you right now, but you may want to go back, you know, to find out when it sort of happened. Maybe you, like I say, strained your knee when you're younger, and now you got a broken knee. You go, wow, do you think the strained knee could have started that process? Very possibly, so I'll do a timeline crash on it. So you always want to go back to first cause energy and then look forward and see what else is going on. And it's going to be related to your ancestors. So the fact that there was a Jewish, holiday means how much Jewish blood do you have in you, and is that going to affect you when people do their ceremonies, okay? You know, you may not be Jewish in this lifetime, but do you have that DNA in you? And are these people out there activating stuff inside of you without you even knowing about it? So that's how you want to look at it and see how you can head it off. And remember, the answer is always in the question. So whatever you come up with, you're probably correct as you start investigating your own particular situation. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's a great point. It could have been that you were of a different faith in a past lifetime, so that could be affecting your current day. So religion is not only something that you're courted to in this lifetime, but probably past ones as well. So I'm just wondering, because this listener was, I guess, asking if it's if it would be advisable to pass a list around to other Creation Lightship Healing listeners, and he says that the more people do these timeline crashes, the better off we will all be. But I don't really know if that's the point. I don't know if I'm trying to clarify this here just for everybody, because I don't know if timeline crashing can help prevent future things from happening. Biblical things. Is that kind of that would kind of be difficult to do?
It's really hard to say. That, you know, on one of the other shows I mentioned that you know there's a storm coming in your area. We'll say
right,
and you know something's going on and you got maybe, 10, 20 million people hearing the news, and they're all now getting fearful, and is your gray sky clearing going to be effective just by you doing it only to combat, to balance out, 20 million people? It may affect you, where your surroundings are, your house, maybe your block. It may not affect anybody else. So it's hard to say how potent, how strong that the energy is, but it's mainly dealing with you. Remember, everything starts with you. And,
yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, that's why you always want to look at yourself first and how you can use a healing for yourself.
And yeah, so...
And then, you know, don't go sideways or outside of yourself a lot, helping other people, because it's their responsibility to help themselves.
Yeah, that's so great, Ron. And it's so, I guess the clarification there would be to say that if you feel personally affected by religious texts or predictions, then you should timeline crash your emotions to those when you're reading them, or just don't even read them. Or just if you feel particularly corded to that, to timeline crash what you feel.
Yeah, that's right. It shouldn't even affect you. So if it is affecting you when you read it, you know you have an issue, so you want to get rid of the issue. It may not be the issue that you're looking at. So you just heard about some kind of, you know, sky's falling scenario. And, you know, true or not true, if you're affected by it, then it means that you have some past life issues with that.
Right.
So you want to get it out of you, because that reality is only coming to you and being activated in you because you have the issue. So that's the way you need to look at how the clearings work and what you need to do yourself. A timeline crash is a Band-Aid. It'll get off that energy that you just, you know, came upon. But the reason why you're reacting to it is not because that timeline is so big and strong. It's because you have the issue inside of yourself. So you have to go deeper to get rid of the issue. You know, it could work, but, you know, you could have 100 issues of the same thing. So you have to go through 100 different scenarios, maybe every few months, each time a new scenario comes up, and crash that. It's much better to get rid of the issue out of yourself rather than waiting to be, you know, proactive upon a situation that is coming upon you.
Yeah, because the only thing that makes these timelines real is people's belief in them. They may not even really be happening. It's just like someone wrote this down. That doesn't mean you have to believe it, or you have to be connected to it or corded to it.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, that's a really great point, Ron, and I think that's important to note. And I guess we should move on. If anybody has any insights onto how they have used timeline crashing in a similar situation, we'd love to know about it. And also, if you are doing anything now that you're finding relief from in your timeline crashing or other healings that you may be doing, that would be great. So hit us up on the Fast Chat feedback form. Or you can always email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, so somebody else wrote in and said that I took your advice from the Saturday show, got heart-centered, and asked my body why I have a condition. It took a few moments, then I clearly saw the one-word answer. It was a gland. I have been doing healings since then on that part of my body. Thanks for a great suggestion.
Great.
Cool. So it sounds like they had some fresh insight as to how to deal with that problem. And somebody else said today feels weird outside, so they're staying home with their healings and the light beings. So it must be some kind of weird energy people are feeling. Wonder if anybody else is feeling that. And if you have been doing healings, let us know which ones. That would be great. So the next listener question is from somebody who has a health question. And they're writing in, "Hi, Ron. I have a long-standing chronic pain that wakes me from sleep for greater than 25 years. Wow. Pain is in right upper back and is either a throbbing or a stabbing pain. Medical workup has always been negative. could you look to see if there is an entity present, or is it more related to courting? Thank you.
Well, I would say it's an object. Once you do some object clearings on it, it looks like an object, which can also bring entities. So I'll do a clearing here for everybody. So if you have a pain in your body, it could be an object, and we'll just see. So here we go. You may want to put your hand where your pain is. A lot of people like doing that. It's not needed, but you could do it because people like doing it. So here we go. Taking out this knife, sword, arrow, whatever it is there. Remember, people get a lot of stuff. And here we go, releasing that energy, taking it off slowly out of you here. There we go. Could even be a broken stick or something. It got impaled on something. So here we go. Timing out. There, that's released. So we'll see if we get any comments. And next, you'd want to do entities. So I'll take out 20 of them for you. And you could have more, but we'll do 20. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the way you definitely know you have one is that your body will jerk as it gets released. But you can still have them, and your body will not jerk. This depends how well suited they are in you and how much they like your body. So next one here, next group of 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 there. So see how that feels for you. So back to you.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Ron. That's awesome. And it's very interesting. I always find it very interesting when you do that, removing objects that may be causing us physical pain in this lifetime. And I was thinking, I was catching up on some past listener emails, and I guess on one of the past shows, we were talking about gold and silver jewelry, and I wondered if it was necessary to clear the energy. I don't know if this was already talked about, but I guess, would it be necessary to clear gold energy or silver energy or any other kind of metal energy from pieces that you buy, even if they were not used? If you went to the store and bought them new, would you have to run an object clearing on that?
Gold and silver are a little different. I don't. You can always run an object clearing. I think it's only like a dollar to do to play it safe. But they don't normally pick up that much energy. I'm just trying to see if somebody who maybe had, maybe they bought a ring or it was passed on to them. It will still have energy from the person, but it's not going to have, Yeah, I would say do an object clearing on it. There would be some energy.
Okay.
It doesn't stick as well to it, but if you had it for a long time, yeah. So, you know, just do it to play it safe. Other things will take a lot more, will have more stuff attached to them, but gold and silver normally is a little more pure. And maybe it doesn't get contaminated quite as easily or as strongly. So back to you.
That's great. So it would be, if you're going to wear jewelry, it would be better to wear that than to wear, you know, the fake metal or like the costume stuff.
Yeah, and I know I cleared coins before, but I don't know if our coins have silver in them, you know?
Well, they used to. I'm not sure about that anymore.
Yeah. So maybe nobody has any silver coins. You know, let's say if we were back maybe in the 60s, early, let's say 1960, when you had, I think the quarters were good until 64 or something, or maybe the dimes too. But we'll just say that we're doing the show in 1960. And then what I would do is I would have you take one of your coins and in one hand, and then take maybe a copper penny in the other, or just sample the two and just see how it feels. But I don't think, you know, those days are past us. So anyway, but I would do the object clearing on them if you're going to be having them with you.
Yeah, it's so funny, Ron. As you were talking, I just got out my little box of pre-1964 quarters. And I have one from 1963 that looks really, it looks like it's brand new.
Okay, well, let's clear that. So we'll give people a chance to rummage through their coin collection if they have one.
I have my little silver dimes and quarter collection here.
Yeah, so how about 10 minutes? We'll do a clearing and just see how contaminated it is. But you will have to get another coin, maybe a current coin, which will have different alloys in it.
Oh, interesting.
Comparison.
Okay, let me see. But I think I have one here from the 80s. I can use that.
We'll just continue on for 10 minutes. And
okay, no problem. Wow, what a difference. Okay, great. So I got another email from a listener who wrote, hi, Ron and co-host. A couple of weeks ago, Ron cleared sports injuries, such as getting hit with a ball or getting hurt while playing sports. And it got me thinking. I was wondering, should I clear my old number from when I used to play in Little League? And should people clear their numbers that they were assigned to if they ever played sports in grade school, high school, or college, or beyond?
I would say definitely, of course, because remember you have in the bleachers or in the stadium watching you, and you have the people doing psychic attacks on you, wanting you to excel, exceed, run faster, or do something, okay? Would be they want you to. Okay? So that's that particular energy. So right away you're being attacked by all these people with your emotions. And then you have the other side who is doing the complete opposite. So you're being psychically attacked to probably hurt yourself. And I would say maybe ideally there could even be a death wish in there, you know, from
wow.
The people. You know, you have to look. Just to say you have this big game, whatever the game is, right? And maybe the score is tied, and we'll just say it's, whatever. We'll just say it's basketball. And so all of a sudden, you know, you get the ball, and there's like maybe seconds to go, and you throw the ball out to, you know, to make it go into the hoop. And by the way, the people are looking at you because they don't got the basket, and maybe they're hoping that you die in the process or something, the death wish. So you got that. You know, whether the basket. You still have all the energy on you. So definitely I would get it off of you. So that's how I would look at that. Yeah. And the number then relates to you. What if you were the number one player, with that number on you and everybody liked it, and the other team that you're playing, maybe the parents said, we want our team to win. We're going to do a, Willy in the Pot thing and get a chicken or something, and do their spells on you and everything else before the game the night before, and you're being cursed. So, yeah, by all means, because you're wearing that number. It goes into the number. So back to you.
Yeah, I never even thought of the psychic attacks, but, yeah, if everybody's out there chanting your number, I would definitely say that's something you would want to clear. So it's interesting. I wonder how that would affect you in your present life if, say, you played baseball all throughout your childhood and you always had the same number, or if you had several different numbers, or, yeah, that's a really good point, Ron, and I think that's that is a great thing to clear. So the next question, it's actually more of a commentary, and this listener was just wondering about your feedback, Ron, and they read an article recently about I guess in New York City, about fake psychics being arrested and put on trial for saying that they have psychic powers and they really don't. And they thought, this listener thought that this was an interesting twist, and was wondering if you had any insight on that and how it related to maybe some of these darkness energies getting being held accounted for.
Well, I don't have any real comment on that, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's interesting, because usually it's, you know, you kind of just hear about these places and... Sorry, Ron, what was that? I didn't catch what you said.
Yeah, I don't have any real comments on that. I don't know what to say about it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we could get a little bit more info on that and get back to it. So somebody else wrote in relating to the jewelry and said, so important to clear jewelry. Last time I went through mine, it brought up so many memories of people, especially the person who gave it to me, and also events in my life. Going to gather it all together and do the object clearing. And somebody else wrote, super enjoying being human, Ron. Feel powerful, clear, and free. Thanks for all the clearings that you do for us. And all the clearings we do for ourselves, too.
Yeah, thank you. So, it's getting close to that time to do your coin, so we could do that now, I guess. So, here we go. Maybe you have a gold coin and also maybe silver, but here we go. Let's kind of hold them, or one in your hand, you know. Kind of feel the weight of it, how it feels. And then we'll clear that, and then you can feel it again. So if you have two coins, we'll do one of them first. So maybe you have a gold coin and a silver coin, or two of the same. But just pick one of them right now. So here we go. We're going to clear it. Okay, but you want to feel the energy on it. Feel the physical weight. And normally they get lighter after you're cleared. Feel the physical weight in your hand, and just, you know, what it's doing to your the palm of your hand and how your body's relating to it. So here we go, clearing it. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, just sample the energy, see how it feels now. And we'll do the next coin. Here we go. And feel that too. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see what we get for comments.
Okay. That's really cool, Ron. And, yeah, if you were able to do this with the two different coins, let us know what you experienced. And actually, both of mine feel about equal now. I would say the one from 1963... feels even a little bit maybe lighter. Very interesting. So let's get some feedback, hopefully, on the fast chat feedback form. And we can move on, I guess, while we wait for people to comment. Oh, this was interesting, Ron. Somebody else wrote in, they were just looking for some clarification on whether or not they've done the self-empowerment clearing, and they're wondering if the reason why they are still feeling like they have low self-esteem is maybe because of family members who are trying to sabotage them. And they're wondering if it's coming from them or if it's coming from other people in their lives that maybe don't want them to succeed, or soul family contracts, because I know sometimes that can be hard to figure out. Ron, are you there?
Ron's not here. I'm trying to get him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're trying to get Ron back. So I'll just read a little bit more from some of the other listeners here. So since Ron did the clearings at the beginning of the show, the sun has come out and everything feels clearer and lighter. That's really interesting. And I wonder if that has anything to do with the clearing of the date that Ron did, because I think this is actually a pretty significant date for a lot of people, which I hadn't realized before the start of the show. See, I try now, after learning about the creation lightship and all the different ways we get abducted onto timelines, I try now not to connect to days or dates and to give them any sort of significance. So I think that's ideally where you want to be. I mean, every day should just kind of, you should be at peace with it no matter what it is. So somebody else wrote in and they said, my coins feel much lighter. So both of the coins that Ron cleared, the silver one and the later date one, felt lighter. And this listener had another question asking, if we carry this coin, will we attract money? So I don't know. We'll have to wait for Ron to get back on for that. I'm just wondering if anybody has any questions or a sample healings they could send us doing sample healings for when Ron gets back. Hopefully he'll be back soon. I won't have to do the whole half hour of the show by myself. But I guess Ron's just experiencing some technical difficulties here. So thanks, everybody, for your patience, and thanks for listening. And thanks for bearing with us while we try to get him back here. I'm sure BBS is working on that right now. Okay, and another listener wanted to thank Ron for the Making Us Human. It seems like a lot of people were having a strange day today, and sometimes when that happens, it's better to just stay home and do clearings. So I did get another question here, which I don't know if I can answer. So I guess we'll just wait and see if we can get Ron back here. Any news, BBS, on Ron's whereabouts? Have we been able to get him back there? I guess not. Okay. So I guess what I could do is read some past testimonials from listeners about different healings and clearings that they've done. And let's see here. Someone wrote in that the weekly calls have been fabulous the last few weeks, with Ron making us human every time. And, oh, yeah, that's a good point. We should talk about the weekly calls, because Ron not only does the clearings, which are available through creationlightship.com, and you, actually, he doesn't do them. He, you do them, and they're all there. You don't need all of them. The first one that you would do would be the recommended emotional whole lifetime healing, which is on the left-hand side of the page. And then you would move on to see which one's related to you. So the weekly calls at the top of the page are the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday calls. He does calls 4 days a week, as well as the radio shows on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturdays. And those are great to get on if you can, as well as the series of eight-hour healing intensive conference calls. And those are usually done on Sundays with a four-hour ascension preparation call. And I noticed that we just had the first weekend there, which was this past weekend of the 12th and 13th, being the ascension prep call and the eight-hour healing intensive. So those are extremely popular for people that are looking to get on the light ship and get some healing quickly. So somebody else confirmed that they did have a very strange day, and the same listener also said that they did the seven-generation emotional healing and feel that it helped their children. Is that possible? And I would think yes, but we'll wait for Ron to get back here. Go ahead, Ron. Oh, great, you're back.
The seven generations can work with you somewhat. And it doesn't take the place of a whole lifetime clearing, but it can get rid of energies that are, you know, with your family members, especially if it's your genetic line. So, you know, if your spouse does a seven-generational clearing, it may not affect you that much because it's working with his seven generations. But it still may have boarding, since, remember, your soul family could have energetic boards, you know, from a person that could be, you know, 100 years or more, you know, in the, you know, in your distant past, where you could have been maybe married to somebody, or at least connected or been with somebody, and you may not even know them this lifetime, but they do a seven-generational clearing because that person had an issue, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I feel a little bit lighter, wonder why, you know, the clearing wasn't made for me, but I feel lighter. Well, that's because that person that lived maybe, say, 200 years ago still was corded to the energy of that person. Remember, it has to work with body genetics. So your body genetics could have been maybe married or connected to a person 200 years ago that you know nothing about. And the clearing works then just you know, in strange ways. But it's mainly designed for the person doing the clearing, but it can cross over. So it's quite interesting to hear people talk about you know, what happens when they do a seven-generational clearing, how people around them sometimes change. Well, they're probably in the soul family. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And I think that it can be something that does affect you as well as your kids and other members of your family, too. And often it works in reverse. Like if you do the clearing for your children, or somebody in your family or your parents, you often have a better life as a result because they've been cleared out and they don't have all these emotional issues. And especially in families, because I feel like emotional issues are really complex and it's beneficial to everyone to get cleared out. So, Ron, while you were gone there, we had a couple of questions come in, and one listener was wondering, if we carry the coins around that you cleared, will we attract money?
That's possibly. I would think that it would, you know, if you had the coins, you know, that was either gold or silver, you would be resonating to that energy if you have it on you. Remember, they're cleared, so they're neutral with the charge of negativity of people's energies on it, but it still has its own frequency. That's why, you know, if kind of going a little sideways here, but we'll just say that you're going to do a clearing to get rid of the energy on the coin. Well, the coin is not going to disappear. The coin's still going to be there, being what it is. You know, if it disappears, then you get rid of all the energy on it. Well, the clearing's done through that, so just know that's getting rid of people's energies. And so now that you have it, you know, you may be able to have your body resonate better with it. You may draw that particular type of coin to you with the same resonance. So it has to be an older coin, you know, if you had one that was older, where they don't have the new ones with silver. So unless you bought an actual silver coin. But, yeah, it might be interesting to see what happens. It would be interesting for you to even check it out. You know, and put that coin close to your body.
Mm.
So back to you. Remember, your body has to be connected to it. Having it maybe in your purse or your wallet or in a handbag, it's not the same as having it with you on your body, because you want your body to, in a sense, become maybe the silver or the gold. So now you can attract that to you.
Yeah, you could even tape it to yourself. I think I'm going to try that with my silver coin here. I'll see what happens. And if anybody else would like to try that, we can talk about it on next week's show. That would be great. So someone wrote in that they had a good day on the East Coast in the Philadelphia area. They put in the entity box, meaning I guess they're doing the entity clearing, fear of success, same in the fear box. I got results I was hoping for since last year.
That's wonderful. Great.
Okay, and we did have another question from, just wanted to say before moving on, fear of success. So, yeah, I guess that is interesting that you would want to get rid of your fear of having success. No one really thinks about that, but it is definitely possible to have that. I did have another question, Ron, but I think in the confusion there while we were waiting for you to come back, it may have gotten put into a folder, and I'm wondering if this listener could write back in. It had to do with a vitamin store that they were in, so I don't know if you're still listening, but sorry about that. If you could just resend it, if you don't mind, I'll try to get that over to Ron. Someone else said that whenever I begin any negative thoughts about money, I remember that Ron said money is your life force energy. I power up, reconnect to my money, then feel great. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's another way of looking at it.
I wonder how that works, though, if you have a lot of debts.
Well, the debt with the lack of life force is suffocating you.
Ah.
So you inherited, or you know, you got the debt. So it's kind of like maybe trying to breathe. You know, you don't want to run someplace, so you take a lot of deep breaths, so you have extra oxygen, right? So that would be the positive thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, you did your run, and now you're out of breath, but you can't take a breath. That would be what the debt would be. So you did get something out of it initially. Maybe it wasn't that fantastic to you, you know, if you have debt. Maybe, you know, you need to eat. That would be good at the time, but now you kind of resent the bill coming, you know, the mail from maybe the credit card company or something.
Right.
So, but you did have a win on it. So what you'd want to do is figure out some way for you to balance out your own energy in your body so it's not suffocating you, so you can have the money to pay the debt. So, in a sense, you got to become the reality of the debt so you can overcome it. You have to become your reality. And that's a little hard for people to understand sometimes. But you have to become that reality in order to get yourself released. So, back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's a great point. And I know, I mean, a lot of people, I guess my age and probably younger and even probably older, have debt from student loans or college or education, which is, you know, that's a noble thing, or that's a good thing to want to be educated. Although we know that since from being on the light ship that there are clearings for education and IQ courting. But, yeah, I mean, I guess at the time if you thought that was a good idea to go and do that, and now you have all this debt, I'm not trying to say like you wasted, but you have to find a new way for that energy to resonate with you. Or, you know, if you had fun shopping and buying things, obviously that's, you know, kind of a generous thing, or you appreciated the things that you were buying, but now you kind of have to face the music. So that's a really good point, what you said. It's a lack of life force that's suffocating you. So what kind of clearings would you recommend? I know we talk a lot about self-empowerment, but it seems like if you're owning your reality, you would want something that kind of makes you creative or helps you to think outside the box or think of ways that you could, you know, get yourself out of that situation.
Well, what you could try is, so, you know, I use the term the negative affirmation.
Right.
So, you know, that may work, you know. So basically the way it is you state, you know, what you, you know, where you are, you know. So so you're in debt, so you can say, I'm in debt. Naturally, you know, you need to say these things about 1,000 times. So the first thing is, I'm in debt. And you may say it out loud, may not mean anything to you, or may just, like, make you want to throw up possibly if it's a big debt, because that brought it right up to the, you know, right in front of you in the big screen, you know, you got it right now, you're connected to it. And the next thing is, you'd say that I really love being in debt. And that may make you even do some more stomach flips, you know. And you keep saying those two things over and over again until you finally hit rock bottom. And you're going to know that because you probably have some type of emotional, you know, you may get, may start crying or something, you know. So you're going to be, you know, at the lowest point emotionally. And then you keep saying it. And as you keep saying it more and more, you're going to find yourself that, finding that your body will not resonate to the negative effect of being in debt with those words. So the words are having power over you. So that's, and that works the same thing with, and you may want to change the second one, you know. I love being in debt. And the next one would be, and I love spending money I don't have. You know, that's another one, you know, but you may want to do more than one of these. I'll switch it over to an illness. So I have cancer, and I love, you know, the worst thing, maybe it's a death sentence. I love having the death sentence on me, or, you know, I love that I'll be losing all of my friends when I leave here, or something like that. You know, whatever really pushes your buttons, that's what you want to get, is that button pusher. And then just keep saying it, and eventually you will overcome all that negative energy of whatever the situation is. Because you have to own the situation in order to get out of it. You have to be able to become it so you can walk away. Otherwise, it's a ball and chain around, you know, your ankles and your neck, probably. So that could work with the debt situation. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's such a helpful reminder, and I always like when you talk about that, loving it out of your life or really owning where you're at. I think a lot of people are kind of looking for that. You know, they're judging, so they're thinking, oh, I need to be here. But it's true, you really do have to own where you are, and you can't judge your present situation. You are where you are. And I think what a lot of the clearings will do is to take that judgment away, whether you're in debt or you're not, or you're judging yourself for being in debt. All of these things will be hopefully remedied by doing the emotional clearing and subsequent clearings to get you more into the present moment and get you kind of feeling where you're at, so you can then have new opportunities to make decisions coming from a place of peace and not reaction. So,
that's a nail on the head, yeah. So when you, you know, the reason why things come back to you is because you haven't cleaned them out, cleared them out of your body. So putting a Band-Aid on it, you know, isn't really going to fix the problem. It would be a temporary fix. It'd be sort of like you're in debt, so you maybe, we'll just say that you're in debt for $10,000, maybe on a credit card or something, or we'll just use that as a term, and you're, you know, getting people calling you all the time that you got to pay this thing off, or there's something going on a loan that, you know, you have to pay off or whatever. We'll just say that that's what it is. So now all you say, geez, you know, I did all this stuff here, I got this debt, and I got all these things that I bought, and so now you think, well, wait a minute, I'll ask my parents for a loan. So maybe your parents give you the money freely and say, here, just take the 10 grand to get it off your back. So, you know, you got it off your back and you feel fine, but you didn't fix the problem. You're still going out doing the same thing over again, and then it reoccurs. Or the same thing with an illness. You know, you maybe you have something and you get it removed or taken out of you, and they go, yeah, we got it. You know, here it is here. It's in this bottle. You know, you can look at it if you want. It's bad stuff. And it's out of you. You're good. You go, oh, great. Well, all of a sudden, you didn't change your mindset, what caused it to begin with. And in a few years, all of a sudden, they say, you're in remission. And then all of a sudden, you go, wow, something's going on here. I got it again. Well, why do you have it again? Only because you didn't clear the issue out. You just put the Band-Aid on it. And you whitewashed it, and then it rained out, and the whitewash went away, you know? So now you're back to where you are, you know, previously. You didn't fix the problem. You didn't clean the energy out of you. It's still in your energetic system. You need to get it released. That's why you do clearings. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, it's so true. And as many of our listeners and co-hosts and other co-hosts will attest that, it, you know, from doing the clearings, it works. So everyone make sure to check out creationlightship.com. I did get the other listener to resend their question. They were at a vitamin store today, and someone pulled out a pendulum and tried to tell them they needed a different vitamin from the one they wanted. They said, I had to reevaluate everything and see if his vitamin will help me or if I would get on his timeline, or should I keep the vitamin I have? So what would you advise, Ron, when you're in a situation like that and someone comes up to you and starts
Well, that's a really good question. the person might be, you know, a person could
trying
be smart than you. Maybe they've already used your vitamin and they found a better one.
Uh-huh.
As far as using the pendulum, I won't say that it doesn't work. I don't think it's 100% correct, but, you know, it could give a good indication. And then what timeline are they on? So there's a lot that we don't know about, you know. And maybe he's on a whole different timeline, and the vitamin that he used or whatever worked great on his timeline. But you're not on his timeline. You just happen to be in his presence, and he could even be on his own timeline, or she could be on his own timeline, even though you're seeing them physically. They could be living in a different reality than you. They just happen to get dropped into your timeline. So what I would do in that point, since they brought the information to you, I would evaluate it and to see if it feels right to you, see what your body thinks, okay? Your body will tell you. Maybe your body was talking to you to begin with, then you picked up that one brand and you thought, this is what I need. But look at it over again, because it is information for you. You might want to write down what the what's inside of it, the ingredients or something, and just see if you need all that's in there, or maybe you do need it desperately and you overlooked it. So, you know, I would still reevaluate since the information came to you. Start over again and see how the energies feel and find out what it can do for you. So I guess our show is coming to a close here. Let's do the mind to heart drop. And here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud, and hate the thoughts inside of your head. Drop them into your heart. So dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies, for helping. Thank you, BBS. And thank you for everybody out there. Hopefully, the show can maybe change your reality on life, and you can have a much better life. Blessings to all of you.